Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad. With our show, we call it Reparations Radio. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. We'll open with God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. All praise be to Allah, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. We worship that day. We seek, show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom God has bestowed thy grace, those who force you not wrath, and who go not astray. Alhamdulillah. Reparations is a very controversial topic in our community. You know, the other day we had a very lively discussion of reparations. I want to continue continue that dialogue. It's very controversial in our community. We believe in inspiration. We believe that God blesses people with ideas. We believe in revelation and that God speaks and talks to certain individuals, to certain men and women, you know, and we believe also that certain wealth comes from Almighty God. We hadn't heard Imam W.D. Muhammad specifically talk about any type of reparations. We do know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the obligation of the former slave masters to give the descendants of the slaves a certain amount of money and property, you know. We have been blessed with the Holy Quran. We have been blessed with the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We've been, you know, blessed with so much, and we have not heard Imam Muhammad talk about any type of reparations, so this makes it kind of controversial. I would say that I will not turn down reparations myself. I would want reparations, but the question is, how much time would I put in to get reparations? Is it worth the time? Because it's such a controversial topic all over America, not just in our community. We do know that in California, out here in California, the governor commissioned a study to study and develop reparations ideas and solutions. We do know that more and more people are agreeing, you know, reparations. A lot of Caucasians, ever since, I would say, the George Floyd murders and the shootings of unarmed African Americans, more and more people are coming into the idea of reparations. So let me see what we have here. Let's see what we have in the studio. All right, I don't see anybody in the studio. I don't see anybody who have dialed into 515-602-9665. Assalamu alaikum. This might be a very abbreviated show.
Their families. But statistically, you are now more likely to be the victim of theft online than a physical break-in at home. A new report from the FBI reveals that Americans lost more than $10 billion last year to online scams and digital fraud. As we first reported in May, people in their 30s, who are among the most connected online, filed the most complaints. But we were surprised to learn the group that loses the most money to scammers is seniors. Tonight, we will show you how cyber con artists are using artificial intelligence, widely available apps, and social engineering to target our parents and grandparents.
The story will continue in a moment. Moderate to severe eczema. It doesn't care if it's girls' night, fright night, or the big night. Make your move and get out in front of eczema with steroid-free Cibinco. Not injections. Cibinco is a once-daily pill for those who didn't respond to past treatments, and it's proven to help provide clearer skin and relieve itch fast. Once-daily Cibinco proactively treats eczema, whether you're flaring or not.
Cibinco can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, before and during treatment. Your doctor should check for infections and...
As white Europeans settled in North America in the 16th and 17th centuries, and millions of indigenous people died from famine and disease, the desire to profit from the natural resources available required exploitation of a new large and unpaid labor force. Extending the mass enslavement of Africans in Central and South America, Africans were brought to the United States in 1619 as a new source of labor. New England colonies were founded on ideals of liberty and freedom, but nonetheless embraced kidnapping, human bondage, and violent subjugation of black people, whose forced labor, trafficking, and enslavement fueled booming commerce like shipbuilding, manufacturing, insurance, and banking. Northern cities like New York City experienced massive commercial growth as their economies, like those based on Wall Street, were financed by the slave trade. And their streets, like Broadway, were built by enslaved people. Boston Harbor, the site of the Boston Tea Party, where protests for freedom sparked the American Revolution, was also a bustling commercial hub for human trafficking. Ships entering and leaving the Port of Boston trafficked at least 27,000 kidnapped Africans. The trafficking and enslavement of kidnapped Africans
In 1619, when the first Africans were brought to the British colonies by ship to Jamestown, Virginia, they held the legal status of servant. But as the region's economic system became increasingly dependent on forced labor, we descended into slavery. The institution of American slavery developed as a permanent, hereditary system centrally tied to race. Millions of black people were forcibly taken from Africa, crammed on ships and brought to the Americas through a dangerous and deadly journey that crossed the Atlantic. Millions died. Once on our shores, slavery deprived the enslaved person of any legal rights or autonomy and granted the slave owner complete power over the black men, women, and children legally recognized as property. An ideology of white supremacy, a narrative of racial difference was created to rationalize and justify the continuation of slavery. American slavery was often brutal, barbaric, and violent. In addition to the hardship of forced labor, enslaved people were maimed or killed by slave owners as punishment for working too slowly, visiting a spouse living on another plantation, or even learning to read. Enslaved people were also sexually exploited. The United States Congress finally banned the importation of slaves from Africa in 1808. Slavery was widely considered a gross human rights violation.
Whoa.
Yet, enslavement was retained and persisted. The 1808 Declaration